Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host this morning, or today, whichever you may be listening. And my guest today, a very distinguished gentleman, Sonny Asani.
Asani.
Sonny Asani. Sonny, you operate the new restaurant in Grafton.
I am the operator of the new restaurant in Grafton. My son bought it 6 months ago, and he opened it up, and he asked me to help him out. So, yes, I'm the operator helping him out.
Yes, and you had another restaurant just recently in Alton.
Yes, formerly Santino's. I had Santino's for 5.5 years, and I sold it about 8-9 months ago.
I see. Now, Sonny, a little bit about you. You're a family man.
Thank you. Yes, I have a wife and 2 kids.
All right.
And I'm about to be a grandpa.
My daughter. You're about to be a grandpa. Yes. All right. Hey, what's your son's name again?
Lonnie. L-A-N-I. Asani.
How old is Lonnie?
He's 29.
All right. And how about your daughter?
My daughter is 24.
Does she help in a restaurant too?
Yes. Well, she had a job, and she's still working for the government, and she still help on weekend every time I need her.
Okay.
But right now, I want her to slow down a little bit because she's expecting a baby very soon, around June or July.
Yeah, it's fun. Now, Sonny, where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in Macedonia.
Macedonia.
Macedonia is former of Yugoslavia.
Uh-huh.
I came here when I was...
Next to Greece, right?
Well, next to Albania, next to Greece, next to Italy, Macedonia. Yugoslavia usually used to be like that. Huh. But they divided the country about 20-some years ago when the war started years ago. And I don't want to go to details because right. It's going to take forever. But they divided the country in 4 or 5 pieces. So we are part of Macedonia. Macedonia, it's Mother Teresa from Macedonia. Her real name is Gonja Bojagil.
Why did you want to come over here? Why did you want to get out of Macedonia?
Well, first of all, America is the land of the opportunity.
That's what they say.
Well, that's what it is.
Yes, I know.
If you want to make it work, yes, you can make it work. And if you put your mind to it, you can succeed. You can work hard, but the only way to do it is be successful and working.
Okay. Over in Macedonia, you grew up with the idea America was...
The dream, right?
Yes. Now that you've been here since you're 17.
I've been here over 45 years.
45 years. Just tell briefly the difference of making those dreams come true versus Macedonia and Grafton, Alton, Jerseyville, Illinois.
When I came here in 1988, I hardly speak English. I was 17 years old, almost to be 18. I came here in Chicago, Illinois, and I landed in Chicago.
I know, but here's the question I'm asking.
Okay.
Why did you, you could have stayed in Macedonia. Why did you want to get out? Why did you want to come here?
Because just like I said, America was a dream. I watched movies, I watched everything, it's the dream of everybody who wants to be in America.
All right, so a lot of what you were influenced by. American
a lot of
movies.
People, but American movies, a lot of people, a lot of things as we read at school and we learn in school. And in America, it's if you want to become somebody, this is the opportunity and the chance to work hard and become somebody.
Did you bring anybody with you? Just come
no,
by yourself?
No, I came by myself.
You did? At 17?
I left my family at 17. I grabbed a visa. I came, hardly speak English. I started washing dishes for 6 months. Then I...
In Chicago?
And... Oak Brook, suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
And I left the dishwashers because I can never learn in English. Dishes don't talk to you.
That's right.
So I came up front to be a busboy. Then I became a busboy for 4 years. And I started learning English, studied a little bit better. Then I became a waiter. Then I became a bartender. Then I became a chef. And here I am today.
Wow. That's great. Now, did you go to any classes to learn English or you just do it on your own?
No, just on my own by talking to people and watching movies.
Yes.
I didn't have the money at the time to go to school.
So you get here how'd you end up in this area?
Well, I had 22 restaurants.
22?
Yes. This is my 22nd restaurant, actually. Oh, okay. I owned, and I've been in the business forever. And I was in Decatur when I came to Alton. Alton, I never knew existed. So I drove by one day. I found a location. It was too good to be true. Yeah. And I opened it up. Everybody was telling me that place was jinxed.
So you say you had 22 restaurants.
Yes.
So you're saying that those 22 restaurants, you know, now you're down to one. So you'd buy one, fix it up, run it, sell it, and go to the next one?
At one time, I had seven.
Okay.
And one time, I had seven. And not really. It's not that I buy and I fix it and I sell it. I worked hard. And then some opportunities come or some reason comes or whatever might be the situation. Then I sell it and then I move to the next one.
Okay. So you ended up in this area. You came. Were you looking to come to this area? You wanted to come here?
Not really. I didn't know this area. No. I mean, I was in Decatur, Illinois.
Yeah, you're in Decatur. And you just happened to come by. You said, wow, that's a great spot.
I came by to see some friends around this area, and I saw the spot, and it was a beautiful spot. But when I started to do my homework, everybody was telling me that nobody cannot make it there. So.
And this is the one in Alton?
Yes.
Yeah. But you did. And is it still operating today?
Yes. Somebody owns it, and he's doing a very good job, yes.
Okay. how about Grafton? What brought you to Grafton?
My son got it. My son, when we were operating Alton, and my son was driving around with some friends, and he saw the Grafton, and he used to go, he liked fishing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he go to Grafton, he came to me and said, Dad, I saw a nice place, blah, blah, blah. And I say, I have Alton, I'm not going nowhere, so you can get it if you want. And then he went, started to do negotiations, and we got the place. And he started remodeling for over 8 months now. He put it together, as you saw it the other day when you were there.
Yes, I did.
And he did a good job. I helped him, of course. And hopefully we're going to do a good job for the community and for the surrounding areas around.
Yeah, and you just opened, what?
March 1st.
March 1st.
Yes.
And how are things going?
So far, very blessing. Very blessing. And I wanted to let everybody know that we're there. It's a beautiful, I want them to come and try us out. It's a nice steak and seafood house. And we have a lot of dishes, a lot of steaks, a lot of chicken, a lot of seafood, a lot of stuff. All I'm asking is for them to come and try it out.
Well, we went there a Sunday ago and had your buffet, your breakfast brunch.
Brunch buffet, yes.
Yes, brunch buffet.
We have
buffet.
A brunch buffet from 11 to 2 Sundays.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Yes. Now, you've been doing that. What else do you open, what, 11?
We open 7 days a week, 11 to 9. And the weekends, if the summer comes, we have requests to stay a little longer. We might stay a little longer because we have a nice bar and we build a nice deck in there. So people might want to drink and relax and have a good time. We consider to stay to 12, 11, whatever people want.
I see. And you got a banquet room?
We do have a banquet room where it used to be the bar before, if anybody knows where Finin is. Formerly Finin. Yes. We built a nice banquet room up to 40, 45 people in there.
I noticed when I was there, you still have a fish tank or two?
Yes. Some of the fish tanks, we blocked them with pictures. But the first dining room, the main dining room of the restaurant, we do have them, like 5 of them, and also we do have some in the bar.
Okay. How's it been for you finding help, getting people to help?
It's been blessing. It's been blessing. I have a lot of people follow me around because of a past experience, and I treat my employers right, but I do want them to do their job right for my customers, not for me. Because if we don't do good service, quality food, clean place, people will not come. So that's why I tell them all the time, take care of the people the way you want to be taken care of.
Would you say to those that are listening and maybe somebody's thinking, you know what? I'd like to go in the restaurant business, you know, restaurant bar business. What would you say, you know, like, some important things to remember and some important things to keep in mind if you want to go into that business.
A restaurant business is a very good business, but it's a very hard business that takes your life away. You are locked in 7 days, 14, 15 hours a day. And that's what you want, more power to you. But restaurant business, it's not easy.
No, it's not. If you're just joining us, I have Sonny
Asani.
Asani. Yes. Sonny Asani. And he's running the new restaurant called the Fountain Hill Steakhouse down where the old Finn Inn was. I was recently there. It's very nice. Very nice. You guys did a good job on it. And the food was excellent.
Thank you.
The people were nice. It was very enjoyable.
Thank you.
You know, it was very busy. I mean, are you always that busy?
Even more. Friday, Saturday. Start Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have line at the door almost every day. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. As you saw, you were Sunday there for brunch. You saw the place was packed.
Yeah, it was packed.
Yes.
Yeah. We had to wait a little bit to get a table, which is fine. There were seven of us.
Hope it was worth it.
Oh, it was worth it.
Thank you.
But back to the restaurant business. We know it's hard, right? But what are some key, I've known some people that have went into the business, you know, and I thought to myself, I'm like, I don't know, you know, and one of the things that I think is very important is location. What do you think? Is it important?
Well, a lot of corporations say location, location, location.
Yeah,
it is location. But I add to that is you got to take care of people. You got to be a people person. You got to love people. You got to be on top of the game. You got to treat people the way you want to be treated. You got to respect people. You got to sometime a Greek guy, an Italian guy, taught me in the restaurant business. I'm gonna add those to this. He says, if you want to be successful in a restaurant business, you got to be blind with one eye and deaf with one ear.
Blind with one eye, deaf with one ear.
Yeah, because if you pay attention to every small detail, you get a heart attack and you die. But sometimes you see things that you don't want to see things and you let it go. Sometimes you correct things. Sometimes it's part of the game. It's part of the game.
Now, are you talking about with employees or customers? Or
employers.
Both?
Well, both, but mostly employers.
Mostly employees.
Employees that they drop things, they do things, they whatever. And it's just like if you were...
You
cannot get any detail. Everybody makes a mistake. So.
Yeah, they're all human beings.
Exactly. We're all human. I make a mistake. That's what I tell them every day. By no means, I make a mistake every day. I'm no angel. I'm not perfect. So let's try to do the best we can and focus on our customers and give them good service. Most important is good service, quality food, clean place.
Yeah.
Those three things will never go wrong if you do it in a business.
Yeah. So you say you're a steakhouse. So what's your specialty steaks that you like?
We do. I mean, I like ribeye. A lot of people don't like ribeye because it's marbling, the fattening a little bit, but that's why as you can see,
it's got a lot of flavor.
Exactly. The fattening makes the flavor better and stuff, but we have filet mignons, we have New Yorks, we have a lot of other sirloins and stuff like this. And I buy 1855, very good steaks, very good. Good quality of the steak. I don't believe in cheap stuff, so.
Right, quality. Okay. And you have steaks every day?
Every day. We have a lunch and dinner menus. We do not have a lunch steaks, but customers can ask for a dinner menu. We will give them a dinner menu anytime they want of a day.
Okay. So you'll do steaks anytime?
Yes.
Okay. What else do you have? Do you have seafood?
We have a lot of seafood. We have a lot of salmon, a lot of cod. We have a buffalo, we have a walleye, we have, a couple of swordfishes I run in special and groupers and stuff like that, yes. And we have a lot of shrimps and tempura shrimps and Yutan shrimps, the biggest shrimps like lobster tails.
You got lobster tails?
Yes, we do have lobster tails special only. I had it last week. I went 2 cases for one night.
Ah.
Yes, I had it in special and it was very, very good Saturday night. Yeah. I'm going to have it this weekend special too, so if you ever come... You try it out.
Okay, I will. So you got steaks, you got lobsters. Any other things
on
the menu?
Pastas, chickens, sandwiches, almost everything you need.
You must have a pretty good-sized kitchen.
Well, the kitchen is a little too small for how I operate business, how we do things. But one thing it helped me out a lot because they have 2 kitchens in there.
Oh, they do?
So one kitchen I use for the main line, the other kitchen I use for the preparation and the chef.
Yeah, that is handy.
Yes, it's very handy. It's very handy. It keeps... the chef out of the way from the line so the guys can take the food out.
Oh. What was I going to ask you? So you're open 7 days a week.
11 to 9.
11 to 9. All right. And is there, you're doing Italian food, you're doing
whatever customer wants.
Yeah.
Whatever customer wants. I mean, we do sandwiches.
Yeah.
And we do steaks, we do seafoods, we do pasta, we do special fishes, we do special, almost, we have 3 specials every night and 3 special every lunch for day.
Has everybody been pretty nice to you down Grafton?
Very blessed. Very blessed. Just like in Alton, they opened the arms for me, and in Grafton, they did the same thing. Good. Very, very blessing, especially the mayors and the offices and the whole community has been nothing but the best. Yes.
Any big specials coming up that we should know about?
Well, I'm working on next week or a week after that. I'm going to have lamb chops and lobster tail, like you say, and stuff like this. But it's only going to be in the specials. Yes, I'm working on good menus to create for summer coming. And the Grafton summer is big. And I want to impress people. I want to do the right thing. We want to help them to find a good meal and good relaxing day. Grafton has a lot of locations, and Grafton is beautiful and have a lot of good restaurants. But Grafton does not have nothing that we offer.
Right.
So hopefully we're going to be...
Yeah, everybody's got their different things that they do in Grafton.
Yeah, everybody got their notch. I mean, like, they some do seafood, some do bar food, some do fried food. So, and they're very good in their own unique way. But we are going to be very good in our own unique way.
Are you concerned at all of the flood situation?
No.
Are you in the flood zone?
Well, I am in a flood zone, but a little farther back from the flood front line. But I'm never concerned whatever Mother Nature works.
Yeah, but has the Finn Inn ever been flooded before?
I think one time it been flooded in a basement, like what I have the banquet
okay.
room right now, but never
never on the main
reached the top level.
Well, that's
the dining room.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
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 And you are set kind of back
far
in
back,
it,
far back
and then
in
up
mountain,
on the hill
yeah,
a little
a hill,
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty safe, which
yeah,
is great.
And that's the reason I put the name Fountain Hill.
Ah, okay.
We build a new fountain in there, and it's right in a hill.
All right. So it might be a case where if we ever did have another flood, you know, which hopefully don't, but if probably will sometime, you can actually keep operating and people could come there by boat.
Well, if people comes, I don't mind doing it.
Yes. All right. Well, Sonny, thanks so much for coming in. And do you have anything else you'd like to end with?
Thank you, Chris, for inviting me to your station here today. It was very kind of you, very nice of you. And hopefully I'm going to let everybody know, the Jersey people and the surrounding areas, thank you for all those years that supported us. And hopefully they're going to continue supporting us. And we have a very beautiful building right there. It's a very historical building. The old man who had the Finn Inn did a very good job on the building.
Uh-huh.
And I like it a lot. And we did some changes inside. It looks nice. Date nights.
Very bright.
Yes. Yes.
It's compared to what it used to be.
What it used to be, exactly.
Yeah, very bright. It was very nice.
It's nice for date nights. It's nice for parties, for birthdays. All I'm asking is, my mom used to say to me, food does the talking. Give me a chance.
Food does it.
Yeah. Give us a chance. Try us out. We'll do everything we can to take care of you and make sure you live happy and you have a good memories in our location.
Well, thanks so much for coming in, Sonny. And good luck at the Fountain Hill Steakhouse in Grafton, Illinois, at the old Finn Inn. So we'll see you around.
All right, Chris. Thank you so much again for inviting me.
My pleasure.